front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Today's show is brought to you by Copenhagen-Dos, the new ice cream-flavored tobacco. Copenhagen-Dos, now a new wintergreen marble fudge.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 8, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hundreds of people, many college students, were at a country music bar where a man shot and killed 12 in Thousand Oaks, California.
He had a full beard. He was wearing a black hat, a black jacket on. He had darker skin. He couldn't have been over 30.
The gunman died. It's not clear how. We don't know yet his name or a possible motive. A sheriff sergeant responding to the shots is among those killed. We're told about 20 people are injured. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Attorney General Jeff Sessions' forced resignation should not be allowed to affect the special counsel Russia election meddling investigation.
It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has been critical of the probe's scope and has suggested ways an attorney general could choke it off, like withholding funding. This is Fox News.
It's another day on the morning show. How are you this morning, Greg Budell?
I say go away, boy. You bother me.
Jay Scott, how's your love life?
Well, one girl told me, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home.
Emily Hayes, what do you say to fiancé when you come home from a hard day on the radio?
Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? Rich Thomas, that was a great forecast you did a few moments ago.
Wait till I get going.
So is it time for three men and a lady?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
My bad. It's time.
It's time to celebrate the birthday of the River Region's weatherman. A day in his honor. Maybe one day we'll be able to combine both so people can shop for just one holiday. It's Rich Thomas's birthday. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, we're all here to help celebrate.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
The showers are already roaming around central and south Alabama this morning. There's been some of you have already gotten wet this morning. I know there's a nice little shower that went through the city here during the last hour. And more showers up to the northwest of us will be moving across the area as we go through the daytime hours today. So scattered showers and storms increasing, most numerous in the afternoon and evening, with a high today around 72, tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers likely out ahead of a cold front. Actually, there's going to be two cold fronts tomorrow. One during the middle part of the day that turns us sharply cooler by the afternoon, down to about 59. And then overnight, another cold front coming through. So Friday night, we dropped down to the low 40s in the overnight hours. Saturday, breezy, cool, lots of sunshine, high only in the 50s, but the breeze will make it seem colder. And then down to 39 first thing on Sunday morning. Sunday will be a pretty nice Veterans Day with partly sunny skies. 61, a little cool, maybe a late day shower. Been a chance of scattered showers Sunday night into Monday, then turning sharply colder on Tuesday. During the day, temperatures will drop all day long instead of rise. And then Wednesday morning, we're down to about the low 30s. One model says 30. We'll see. And then highs, I think, only in the 40s on Wednesday. Yeah, I'm not kidding. A little taste of Arctic air. Right now, this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, cloudy skies. There's been some fog in the area. The visibility down at the airport is a half a mile right now. Temperature is 63 at 8:07.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I would love to give out gift certificates to Montgomery Paint and Body. You know?
Stocking stuffers.
Yeah, I would, because they're a business that I've not only trusted and liked for a few years, three decades now. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better. Having an accident is no fun. And I'm not just talking about accidents. I'm talking about mishaps, boo-boos, where you scrape on something or you back into a pole or you do something that you wish you wouldn't have done and your baby car, your prized possession is injured. Well, take your car to Montgomery Paint and Body. Let the Turners look it over. And as a matter of fact, they fix not only the hidden damage, they fix the damage that you're not even thinking about that could be lurking behind that panel or behind that bumper. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready, it's a great phone call because you know that when you pick up your car, it's not only going to be fixed right, it's also going to be detailed like it just came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, I can attest to their quality, and so can everybody in this room. Right, Bailey? Even Bailey, she's sleeping right now. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better. Their phone number is 27REC with a W, and they're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane.
Thank you, Rich. It is 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Down to the traffic dungeon. See who needs MPB.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The delay on 65 southbound still there, but it's starting to shrivel up now. Everything's starting to move along. Everything looking real good there. We still have a little problem between North Boulevard and around the River Bridge. There's still some traffic there. All around the boulevard, things are looking much better than they did before. Up on 231, the Wetumpka Highway, traffic's still pretty heavy coming down around Redland Road. Everything looks good on 85 and Atlanta Highway is all clear. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hard to believe that Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today.
Oh, God.
2 weeks.
Stress.
It was a little thing from the Google. On the top searches for 10 states. Mm-hmm. What is Thanksgiving? The top search for another 10 was when is Thanksgiving? And on the bright side, nobody said who is Thanksgiving.
Well,
I know some people who get really upset if you even suggest, even in a kidding way, Turkey Day. Don't ever say Turkey Day.
In Colorado, the top search was turkey bowling.
Turkey bowling.
Turkey okay. bowling. Now, I did that once.
Stoners.
But it was on we used to do these cruises to nowhere down in South Florida. You'd get on an actual cruise ship-sized ship.
Yeah.
And you'd go offshore far enough that they could turn the casino on. I think you had to be 3 miles offshore.
Oh, I see.
Offshore.
You got to, yeah, legally.
And you'd be out there for, it was either 4 or 6 hours. We would have a party in the lounge and blah, blah, blah. And one year, I said, well, let me see what I can do with turkey bowling. I'd never heard of it before, but I bought a set of 10 pins and got a frozen turkey. And we had a ball with it. The problem was, though, as the turkey
was longer and longer out of the freezer, it started leaving a wet spot on the dance floor. And then finally, I don't know how many times this thing had been tossed the length of the dance floor to knock down pins, but one of the drumsticks ripped off in mid-roll and
it got a little bit messy.
Abused turkey. I bet the PETA folks were...
Here, I thought I invented something, but apparently this is a tradition in Colorado. I can't imagine why. In Alabama.
That's here.
It's close to here.
You don't have a drinking problem, do you?
It's here, but it's not all there.
Oh.
We're one of four states that showed no confidence in whoever was cooking for Thanksgiving. In Alabama, Indiana, Georgia, and Kentucky, people were searching for restaurants open.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Or Thanksgiving near me.
Did I tell you about the thing? Oh, I'll let you finish, and then I'll tell a story.
How do we live without being able to go online and ask these questions and get, you know, an immediate answer?
Well, we'll make it. Did I tell you about the Thanksgiving a handful of years ago where my sister Elizabeth had a full-on come-apart because I was going to make the macaroni and cheese slightly different than the traditional family recipe? Mm-hmm. Right. She met me out in the driveway to help me bring in the groceries or whatever.
Yeah.
And she started grabbing the cheeses that I bought. It wasn't Velveeta. She started grabbing the cheeses that I bought, and she was like, "What is this?" And I said, "It's for the macaroni and cheese, Elizabeth." And she said, "You're going off book. That's not the way we make macaroni and cheese in this family. What are you doing? You're going to ruin Thanksgiving. Daddy's going to be so upset."
Wow.
I remember that. I made a comment on that when she posted it on Facebook.
And then she was like, "All your little friends are commenting on Facebook."
Because I was on her side, not yours.
Yeah, but she was like, "I can't believe you put that on Facebook. All your little friends are commenting on it, ganging up on me because our traditional family macaroni and cheese is Velveeta, and they're saying it's not real cheese, it's a cheese food." And she was, oh, man, she's so mad that even this year, because we're all going to go to Mom's house for Thanksgiving this year because it's tough for Mom to travel, obviously, right now. And we've all elected to, like, Mom and Danny are taking care of the ham and the turkey, and then we're all supposed to make a side. So...
Are you going to make your controversy?
I said...
Don't interrupt, Rick.
I'm going to make cornbread dressing. I'm going to do that. I've got Mom's recipe for it. I've made it before, so I know what I'm doing. And Elizabeth said, "Well, thank God. I'll make the macaroni and cheese way. We know that it'll be done right." And then she said, "Oh, and by the way, Emily, don't go off book with Mom's cornbread dressing."
I want to see you guys in people's court one day.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
In front of Judge Judy.
Meanwhile, my kid's sister, she says she's going to make green bean casserole this year. And a couple of years ago, when she first made green bean casserole, and she hasn't made it since, she didn't drain the green beans. So it was like eating a green bean casserole soup.
Undrained green beans?
I mean, in the green bean casserole, that is the kiss of death.
Oh, my gosh.
It's too moist.
There are times growing up when I would...
And Laura's playing the pregnant card, and she's just going to make deviled eggs.
I would meet people who had brothers and sisters, and I would be like, "I wonder what that's like." And then there are times when I am so thankful for being an only child.
It wasn't like that with boys, because we weren't fighting over who's making the macaroni and cheese.
Because Mom's making it, right?
No.
I'm just saying.
Only sweated to the day when I got graduated to the adult table.
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
Because those card tables had give in the middle, so your plate would slide toward, at least ours did.
You ever heard of a turkey that went bad or something? When they tried to slice it, it exploded. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
The turkey.
My dad cut into it, and it was full on Christmas vacation, Griswold.
Yeah, 22 pounder, and my mom had all these guests, and she had, I don't know what they did. They pulled steaks out, I guess.
And God bless my dad, in case he's listening. I love him very much, and you know, I hope Georgia wins a game for you. But there was one year that Dad's stovetop stuffing was like a brick. It was like it was more like mortar. You could have put a brick down and laid some stovetop dressing on top of it, then put another brick down, and nobody could huff and puff and blow it away. So we had to go to Denny's.
Morse Capuano wants to come to your Thanksgiving dinner and hear all the ruckus.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a, oh, Lord. Elizabeth got so mad about that.
Yeah, you know, what I so respect moms who orchestrate all that preparation. There's family over. Mm-hmm. The meal is ready. Everything is hot, ready to serve at the same time. 20 minutes later, everybody's done. And it's gone. All the trips to the grocery store, the advanced casserole preparation, everything
Everybody
else.
Then goes to the couch, and then mom is faced with
the cleanup,
you know. And moms are so underappreciated.
They are. But one thing I did learn from my mom and from my dad, because my dad's the best about it. Mom's pretty good about it, too. Like, cleaning up as you go when you make a big meal.
I do, too.
Like, while it's in the oven or while it's on the stove doing whatever it needs to do. Like, clean up everything you did to prep for it. That way, after you eat, you're not, you know, having to stand there and do a bunch
of stuff. By the way, you don't have to worry about anybody mocking Alabama or even Mississippi or Georgia next door for stupidity. In South Dakota, the number one Thanksgiving-related search is things to be thankful for. Oh, my God. You got to go online to figure that out. You are a mental midget. You need help.
Things to be thankful. Let me Google that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Who does Trey Gowdy's hair?
A pencil sharpener.
Because it's just, bless him, just bless him.
He's not using,
I don't know.
Damn, I thought I had it in here and I don't.
Rand Paul hair!
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
It does look like, I love Trey Gowdy, but it does look like somebody picks him up by the ankles and lowers his head into a pencil sharpener.
It's got that weird poof, and then it's like flat on the other side. I almost want him just to run his fingers through it, mess it up a little bit.
I guess he was on TV because there's some speculation he might take Jeff Sessions' place. Oh. But I just put something on Facebook about this whole thing that may be worth a look. I can't vouch for it. I just got it from somebody else. It's something that we will probably go into detail this afternoon when Terry Adams is on the show, because there have been a lot of theories about this whole relationship between the president and Jeff Sessions. So we'll see. There may be more to this than meets the eye. And usually when it comes to politics, that is the case. Since we've been talking about holidays and shopping and everything else, if you want to get that big gift out of the way for somebody, may I recommend you visit my friend Lynn and the whole, what a great group of people at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. I stopped by there Saturday, and it's like going home. It's a place that's been around for 63 years. I feel like I've known them that long. It's just a warm, welcoming, friendly place that has magnificent showcases that are loaded with just unbelievable options in all types and styles of jewelry. Diamonds. I was especially looking at the rubies because that's a beautiful gemstone. And they have some awesome. And, by the way, I can't talk about it because she might be listening. I don't want to give away a great gift idea. I walked out of there.
I will just let that go until that day rolls around.
But in the meantime, what they've done for so many people who know they want to buy a gift and they want to get something nice, first class, just go in and consult with them. Let them make suggestions based on their inventory. By the way, they can help you arrange financing at 0% in many cases for qualified buyers. It's their skill not only at helping somebody reach a decision or come up with an idea, but then they can create it there too. That's what professional jewelers can do, is bring an idea to life. You may know what you want, and then you're going to go to, 40 stores trying to hope you luck into it, and nobody's got it. Why not just make one stop to Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and they can take your, you don't need to hire graphic designers, anything, and work on it. Now, one suggestion, if that's something you're thinking about doing, go sooner than later, because Lynn said that those type of gift ideas need to be submitted right before Thanksgiving to make sure there's time for them to have you come back, check, make sure it's okay, or make any adjustments or tweaks. They can also do that with items they have in-house now. And don't forget the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcases. Those are great places to look for gifts for somebody's birthday or any other occasion. Somebody loves one side or the other, the greatest rivalry in sports. RyanJewelry.com is a place to start. Join the club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. That's RyanJewelry.com. Or stop by 1778 East Main in Prattville, open Monday through Saturday.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police say an anonymous tip identified 26-year-old Patrick Perry as the man who began shooting at a music venue in September. Right now, they are still trying to locate Perry. Contact Tuskegee police if you know where he is. Crime Stoppers has identified the suspect in the robbery of the Regions Bank on Atlanta Highway Wednesday. Police are searching for Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Election Day finalized some big changes to the Montgomery County School Board. 4 out of 7 members are new to the school board, and some parents are already being vocal about their expectations. The newly elected board won't be sworn in until December 4th and will officially meet for the first time later in the month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
Oh. I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell. We did this early this morning, but I'll play it one more time. This is the new word of the year by Collins Dictionary.
Use.
Single use.
Single use. And it became a thing this year when places started banning plastic straws for cluttering the environment. Other candidates that were not, you know, Gaslight, I don't know why that isn't in, because that term's been around since the 40s.
Oh, there's a movie called it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all about convincing people. I don't want to name any names, Barack Obama, but somebody has been accused of gaslighting the public about what actually happened. In other words, well, I didn't, we know what we said was, and then you go back and you listen to what was originally said, and it was nothing like that. So it's like a mental trick. Whitewash and floss, those aren't in, oh, the dance. Floss, excuse me.
What?
All right, for those of you who are single, here's a study on dating. I think I have intros for stuff like this, don't I? Let me just check.
You might.
Sometime back, we did a thing on critical research, and I know I put these in here.
Curing disease, ending world hunger, protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
And this new study found that your date, if you're going on a date, is judging you based on where you live. It found at least 63% of people would stop dating someone who lived with their parents. I guess it depends on the age to some extent.
Yeah.
84% of women, 63% of men would stop dating somebody if they live with their parents. 66%, two-thirds of women, over half of men, would end things if the other person lived in, quote, a rough neighborhood. Half of women, a third of men, would end things if your home isn't as nice as theirs. Can't we just look through the past the material things and look into each other's souls and judge there?
No.
Okay.
Okay, look into each other's souls. Listen. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
A third of women and men say they'd end things if you live more than a half hour away, even if it's in the same town. In a place like Chicago.
Yeah, right?
Somebody could be 5 or 6 miles, which here is no big deal. But in Chicago, it could take a half hour.
Yeah.
Because of the traffic. So I guess convenience is nice. I've always found that there are many people worth driving out of your way for, right? That in Florida, the worst thing you could do is meet somebody that you take an interest in. You live in Miami?
And then, like, set up a date with them.
That's why Katie Couric and I never
That's where I was going. That's where I was going, because you didn't want to deal with the traffic.
Well, at that time, they were also rebuilding I-95.
Oh, yeah.
So traffic between Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
You told Katie Couric, you're not worth me sitting in traffic.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, that's tough. That's tough. The living at home thing, like, living at home, if you had never moved out, I think that's one thing. But if you're, like, in between apartments or something and you've moved back home for 2 months while you're transitioning or something, I could understand that.
And finally, 1 in 5 women, 2 out of 5 men would break things off if you had a roommate.
Roommates can really foul things up.
Yeah, in a big way.
Other major turnoffs.
Complication. Mm-hmm.
We have the top 4 major turnoffs, and we can run those down with our jingle system.
Number 4.
Guns on display.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3.
A huge mess. Now I know why, huh?
Number 2.
empty alcohol bottles.
Mm. Yeah, that would do.
On display.
Yeah, sure. That's not good to think.
And
number one.
Political paraphernalia on display.
What's political paraphernalia?
What's political paraphernalia?
Who knows? Maybe a bumper sticker you never put on. But here's the... This is weird. Women are on... This is from the New York Post. So this is not from, you know, the Uranus Gazette. women are turned off by Disney paraphernalia.
What?
When it's men. They don't want to know that you're still a Mouseketeer.
Oh, in other words.
They want you to be the rat that you really are.
No, it's just the soft side, I think. Doesn't it?
Men are not the... All right, another news. Yeah. Everybody thinks that this is also more critical research. Two-thirds of Americans say they're aspiring entrepreneurs. One in seven people think they've got an idea so good it could change the world, like Greg's Key Lime Pie.
Yeah?
By the way, is that still...
What happened?
Oh, no, you don't have to. I need you here anyway. I need you here.
You need me? You don't need me.
I do in 1 second. Almost half of people are kicking around a business idea they think is a genuine winner, and one in seven Americans think their idea is so good it could be a game changer in industry and even change the world. But 4 out of 10 people with business ideas say they've literally taken no steps towards making it happen. Now, one man we know that did have a great idea.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Is our friend, Mr. Paul. And it's worked out well for him.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to agree with Greg. It has worked out well for Paul and Jessica. They have a new location. I still say when you're in the first year at the new place,
yeah,
it's still new.
Yeah.
So 1651 Perry Hill Road, if you haven't been by there yet, that's where you will find the Seafood Bistro. Now, you can also find them online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can get a full look at the menu. But Jay and I are going to highlight some items we think you should know about that you will see online and that you can have in person at the Seafood Bistro. Jay?
I'm going to go with the red beans and rice just for the sausage that is in there. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's got the good spices going on. It's just great. The red beans and rice, can't go wrong. Get a bowl of that. Couple bowls if you want. I'm telling you, I could eat more than just the one bowl of that, but it's fantastic.
That's how I feel about the
you
gumbo.
Get that as a side
as
too,
well.
Right?
I'm still
it
talking.
Is, it is a side.
Yeah, you can get it as a side as well.
Can I speak now?
You
talk over me.
Go ahead.
So the gumbo, let me tell you about that. As the cooler temperatures start to roll in, Rich is dialing up that, 7 days of winter we get between now and January.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can warm up with that. Also, if you're someone, I'm not a doctor or anything, obviously. But if you have maybe some sinus issues as we get into the colder months and such, and you want to open up those sinuses, the spice combination in the gumbo, right on it. Not only will you feel better from eating it, but you'll be able to breathe a little easier, too. So, don't take our word for it. Go find out for yourself over at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Give them a call at 279-7500, and as always, you can find them online at the Seafood Bistro, Dak. Yeah.
And I say we journey down to the traffic dungeon for an update.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Finally getting the all clear on 65 southbound. All the rush hour delays are gone. Everything looks really good there. Speed limit ride on 65 now. 85 as well. Don't see anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway. Still a little bit busy on Wetumpka Highway up around Redland Road with some heavy traffic up that way. Where can you shop and there's something for everyone? How about Festival Plaza? Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. They're another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Even at this hour, we have a nice array of showers on the radar, showers and thunderstorms. In fact, I see some lightning in these storms here in Coosick County. It looks like these storms here in central Alabama are mostly just showers and not thunder and lightning events at the moment. But I think we could see some showers and thunderstorms increasing this afternoon and into the evening hours. With today's high 72, tonight's low 62. Now, tomorrow, the showers are caused by a cold front moving through the state. The first of two, actually. It turns cooler tomorrow afternoon. I think we're, you know, like maybe 68 or 70 by noon, dropping to 59 by 5 o'clock, and down to the low 40s by first thing on Saturday morning. So the second cold front arrives before midnight, and then you'll know when it goes by. And then Saturday is just a breezy, cool day, lots of sun. I think we're only in the 50s. The breeze makes it seem cooler. Partly cloudy, cold Saturday night, 39 by dawn Sunday morning. Veterans Day Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 61, maybe a late day shower. I think there's a better chance of showers Sunday night into Monday. That's as another cold front approaches. It turns sharply colder during the day on Tuesday, with temperatures that start in the 50s, fall to the 40s, down to 32 by first thing Wednesday morning. I've seen models even lower than that. And highs only in the 40s on Wednesday, so get ready for some Arctic air. Right now this morning, we have a little mist in the area. Northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, 63, 837.
Okay, guess what? Here's some good news.
What?
Mississippi is still the fattest state in America.
Oh, my gosh.
We gave up our title years ago. Wallet Hub has named America's fattest states in 2018. Mississippi is number one.
The SIP.
Yeah.
West Virginia was number two. Arkansas was three. Kentucky and Tennessee round out the top five. We are slimming down here, folks. And Utah, Hawaii, Massachusetts, District of Columbia, we are no longer even in the top 10. And
fattest.
For that, we deserve a round of applause.
Please clap.
Yeah.
Yay, Bama.
Fat chance that happened.
With the rest of the real news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Crime Stoppers has identified the suspect in the robbery of the Regions Bank on Atlanta Highway Wednesday. Police are searching for Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Tuskegee police say an anonymous tip identified 26-year-old Patrick Perry as the man who began shooting at a music venue in September. Right now, they are still trying to locate Perry. If you know where he is, make sure you call Tuskegee police. And Election Day finalized some big changes to the Montgomery County School Board. 4 out of 7 members are new to the MPS school board. Some parents are already being vocal about their expectations. The newly elected board won't be sworn in until December 4th and will officially meet for the first time later in the month. For Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Truck Stop Sushi. Feeling hungry? Feeling like taking a huge chance? Then try Truck Stop Sushi.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers. Made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
When news happens.
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And all across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing.
Crack don't smoke itself.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember what that was
about. I'm glad you liked it.
About that.
Waiting for the rest of it.
We were talking about Marion Barry, I think.
At I think so.
The former mayor of Washington one morning. And that just popped out.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg hospitalized with broken ribs.
She fell last night in her office, and she's ruptured at least three ribs. That's pretty serious. She's what, 80?
Yeah, 85, 86, yeah, something like that.
It's a big deal.
It is 8:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Catching up on small details, somebody asked for the number for J&S. Mm-hmm. That's the folks, if you got family coming over and the outside of your house, quite frankly, looks a little overgrown and frumpish,
yep,
they can come out and make it look boonimous. 202-8760. 202-8760. Ask for John or Melissa Cato, and they're fantastic people. And they
love
work.
Them.
They work really, really hard and do a great job and charge a very reasonable price for the work that they do. At 17 minutes before the top of the hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, I think you want to go ahead and do Morning Maroons. It's kind of a weak field today.
All right,
let's get former Secretary of State, almost President, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, they hadn't projected the wind in 2000. I just found that out yesterday. Here are today's Morning Maroon nominees. And not to get political, because I really don't. But count me. I understand, you know, first of all, this president has given better access to the press, like him or not, than almost anybody. And it's not the questions he asks or the fact that he turns it into the Jim Acosta show, but he put hands on a woman yesterday. Wrong. Bad. I'm just sticking that in.
I haven't heard the cut, but it looks like he was belligerent.
Oh, he look, the guy...
He's always belligerent, I think.
And the thing with the media, this guy has been begging for it, but when the intern, at the president's request, tried to pass the microphone, he got physical with her. And you don't hear anybody complaining about a war on women with little
children. They're hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going
to ask one. And he called him a rude, terrible person. But the physical contact there, we could have done without Mr. Acosta. Here are nominees. Now, one we already discussed. This is a lady who had a $343.9 million Powerball ticket and took such good care of it, she lost it and didn't find it until it turned up on the floor of her sister's truck. You would think if you had something worth that kind of money, you would keep closer tabs on it.
Yeah,
right?
I would think so.
That's nominee number one. We have and this is in the Netherlands, so maybe things are a little bit different there, but I doubt you could get away with it here. A 69-year-old man in the Netherlands. Now, we've heard all this stuff about, well, I identify as this and I identify that. The 69-year-old guy says he identifies as a 49-year-old.
Why is that?
So he asked Netherlands officials to change his age on his driver's license.
Okay.
Well, in that case, I'm 23 today.
Yeah, and I'm your older big brother at 25. And the reason he wants to do this, he wants to hook up with more women on Tinder. With his wooden shoes or whatever.
His wooden shoes.
Need some wood? Anyway, the Netherlands government turned down his request to turn back the hands of time, as Tyrone Davis once said, 25 years. And then finally, we have a guy in Indiana. Indiana's given us the brilliance of a Baron Coleman.
But they don't want me.
No.
You don't want me back there.
You know, they actually told me that. I had a little traffic escapade there in 1992. And I had to go all the way back with a lawyer.
Traffic escapade?
Yeah.
You don't have that
in
song.
In snowy weather.
You don't have that song in the system, do you?
It may be here. Let me just check. Anyway.
To talk to.
I had to plead the stupid thing out. It's not in the inaccessible.
All right, that's okay.
Well, I'm continuing to look. We have Indiana Jones in the assisted living center, but we don't have Indiana Wants Me. But I'll play it coming out of the next break.
All right.
So at the end of the case, the judge said, please don't ever drive in our state again.
Is that right?
What a jerk.
Oh, my God.
I'm there pleading. I'm doing my bit, right? Cops in Columbus, Indiana, were patrolling and driving slowly last Friday when a 28-year-old guy named Jacob Waltermeyer pulled up behind them and started honking and waving. They pulled over to see if he needed help, but he just accelerated and roared past. They noticed he only had one working brake light, so they tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop. They chased him for more than a mile before he pulled into a parking lot where he works. Turns out he was trying not to be late for work, and that's why he honked at the cops and wouldn't pull over. Instead of being late to work, he wound up missing it altogether when he was arrested for a felony charge of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle. So,
I don't know. Vote now and vote on.
I like this last guy.
Yeah, I like the last guy too. The aged guy was also
the age guy.
Can you change it?
Because you can say that you're 20. I mean, you don't have to have your age changed to be able to say that on Tinder or anything like that. But you don't think that? Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you don't think the state of Alabama would do that for me?
There should be a law against advertising yourself improperly on those things, though. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's my
picture.
Tell
the freaking truth. They're not going to find out.
Right.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. That's deceitful. It's against the Bible.
Well, Tinder altogether is probably against the Bible.
It's against what we're taught by our Lord. That's, that's my thought on that. We'll give it to number three.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Yes.
Mr. Sandman.
Here he is. Good morning, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Sorry, I was tied up. Not literally, but, you know. just real quick, we've got a sale going on. Some fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, sheets. I've got some king-size sheets I bought a little while back on a closeout. They're rose-colored, which is kind of a pink, which is really popular now. Mm-hmm. Sheets are less than $10 for the king-size sets. So, yeah, just need an extra pair of sheets. Come get some. But a lot of really nice mattresses on sale. There's Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, some King Coil products, and just really, really nice products for way less than the competitors sell them for. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen, and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from the interstate, on the right across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank y'all. We'll see you later.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you suffering from something or anything? Your doctor said it could be just in your head, and he could be right. That's why there's placebo.
Placebo.
Placebo has been clinically tested more than any drug in history and has been proven to be the universal cure-all.
Placebo.
Imaginary side effects may include imaginary weight gain, imaginary hair loss, and imaginary sexual dysfunction. If you should experience sudden imaginary shortness of breath or any imaginary signs of imaginary dizziness, stop taking placebo immediately and contact your doctor, assuming he isn't sick of talking to you because you call him 12 times a day. Women pretending to be pregnant should not take placebo.
Placebo.
For whatever you think ails you, there's placebo from Hypochondria Labs.
You ever seen the placebo episode of Andy Griffith where Ellie Walker's drugstore, she catches this little old lady. I want my pills.
Right.
I want my pills. I pay my dime and I get pills.
And she told her the secret. And the point was sometimes a secret like that should remain a secret.
Yeah, they're just sugar pills. The pharmacist gave them to her because it made her think
right.
She was going to be better.
Placebo.
So the point was sometimes you should let that be, you know, let those things be.
Yesterday I talked a little bit about, well, the placebo that killed James Taylor's brother.
Yeah.
It's innocent. It does nothing to you. You don't know that. It has no effect on your body whatsoever unless you introduce alcohol to
right,
it.
Right.
And then, man, it makes you wish that you had not done that. And that I don't know that they still do that. I would not recommend that.
Do you remember the Steve Martin bit on placebo?
No.
It's really funny. I just found the new greatest drug ever. It is called a placebo.
I've got
it's just
to
a
find
funny,
that one.
Funny bit.
Sounds hilarious. Yeah. All right, yeah, I didn't put placebo on my lawn. I put pre-emerge on my lawn because Randy Burkholder here said, now's the time to get it down so the lawn looks bootimous
Hi,
next
Randy.
Spring when it returns.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. We're good. How are you, sir?
All doing good. I'm standing here at Custom Woodworks in Millbrook. How about that? On location.
Oh.
Hey, these guys do high-end woodworking, and I'm going to get them to put one of them old-timey wood bars in the feed store, kind of expand the business.
Oh, that's
gonna,
cool.
Going to serve drinks?
Wasn't it, Jay? I don't know if I need to put that out on the radio. It may be soda water, but yeah, we're going to
soda water. Soda water, nothing like a soda water with your birdhouse.
Yeah.
By the way, there are some really cool gift ideas at Prattville Farm Center.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I saw something that Janelle's going to love.
Huh?
No?
Hey, we've got a gift for men, women, children. I bought some of those guns that shoot salt.
Yeah. Ants?
And flies. And
yeah.
I see them being used a lot for carpenter bees, the woodborne bees.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, you can't have no more fun than that on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, sitting on the port patio taking pot shots of carpenter bees. Salt shots. Cool.
See, for well, next year, I don't have one of those.
It's a joke.
You don't.
But it really is.
That'd be a good gift for a kid, or actually, I'd kind of enjoy it one myself. So.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to see that the next time I'm in, please.
All right.
I would
love
to get that for Christmas. I haven't got
they haven't shipped yet, but they're on the way.
Well, let me know. We've got a great platform to inform the millions of people that listen to the show throughout the River Region.
Millions.
And let's see. So I got the pre-emerge down. The rain came. I did it right. I'm expecting my lawn to look like a crew cut in spring.
No, we got some cold weather coming in. Is that right?
Right here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, get prepared for it. All right. Anybody out there that's got a sprayer of any sort,
mm-hmm.
you know, one that goes on a four-wheeler or one that goes behind a tractor, go ahead and get that thing drained, drain the handgun, drain the filter, get all that ready. People that have livestock, drain your hoses overnight so you can get water back into the trough. Or if you have electricity out there, we have stock tank heaters that keep that water from freezing.
So it looks like a freeze perhaps by first thing Wednesday morning. So you have a couple of days to get ready for the freeze.
And pet owners,
uh-huh.
for dogs, we have hay and straw.
Yeah.
If they're an outside dog, you can get their get them a nice bed fixed up. We also have heat lamps that you can use. So we're ready if y'all are ready.
Okay, not to mention great dog food at a great price. Prattville Farm Center, give us the location and hours, Randy.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just about a third of a mile past the Uptown McDonald's. And we're there from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And Sunday, we're going to try to be in church.
All right, Randy, have a great rest of the week and weekend.
Thank y'all.
See you soon.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections. Pick out something. Let us make it. Whatever it is, we're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren, yes. From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated...
Man about town.
Man about town.
And his name is Rich Thomas.
Oh, thanks so much for a wonderful morning. And that goes for not just my friends here, but also everybody who's responded in various ways on Facebook and Messenger and Carrier Pigeon. It's been a great...
Carrier Pigeon.
If my... Well, what's the first thing I said to you when you... after I had the Reuben, if my birthday, if that's the only thing I get, it's been a wonderful birthday. But it's just been incredible. So thanks to everybody.
Well, there's key lime pie downstairs. We can jump into that in a little bit. And have a great one, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I did a post to you on Facebook today. I meant every word of it.
I read it. I love it. And thank you to all of you for making it a great birthday.
All right.
Oh, yay, Rich.
Yay.
News and Views is next.
That's our show. Put the